From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. Well, fruit and vegetable growers need help keeping that fresh produce available in the nation's grocery stores. Samantha Ayoub, an agricultural economist for the International Fresh Produce Association, says fruit and vegetable producers have a significant need for year-round labor.
Fruits and vegetables are extremely perishable and they're extremely fragile. So a lot of the production that is done on specialty crop farms in the United States is still reliant on manual labor. And so this is a constant year-round between harvest, all the inputs that go into planting, to trimming orchards. And so it's reliable that we have a stable workforce year-round for these folks. For specialty crop producers, up to 40% of their production expenses are spent on labor alone. So it's a huge part of these folks' businesses.
Immigration and agricultural labor go hand in hand. So Ayoub talked about solutions they're advocating for.
You know, the H-2A Temporary Ag Worker Program is the pinnacle agricultural labor program for migrant workers into the United States. And that has been 40 years since it's seen any sort of reforms to that program. I think we can all agree not much is the same today as it was in 1986, and there are reforms that are much needed to both expand access to that program for workers like greenhouses that don't fall into the seasonal categorization, as well as making sure that it's streamlined for folks to use and has a reliable, predictable wage structure.
Ayoub says specialty crop producers are under a lot of pressure to get this labor situation straightened out once and for all.
And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.